Hi, I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
Hey guys, have you seen Hotel Transylvania 2? Surprising.
Wait, Josh has seen something I haven't?
And we're on the Sandler still.
So I was going to say, this is a Sandler list?
It is a Sandler list.
He's Dracula, spoilers.
You've
seen one, so you've that already.
We've all seen one, so we're skipping it.
We had to make...
We use our click remote to skip Hotel Transylvania 1 and every Netflix movie.
We had to make a couple of rules, at least I did at the beginning of this Sandler list, or we'd be stuck in it for years. We already have been.
Yeah.
But, we all saw Hotel Transylvania 1, and we said without a guest, that meant we were going to skip the movie entirely. So we're back with Hotel Transylvania 2. We can do a quick recap of 1. What happened in it, Josh?
Mavis gets a boyfriend.
Who the hell's Mavis?
She is the daughter of Dracula, played by Adam Sandler.
He
owns a hotel in Transylvania.
Now, is it just for monsters, or do people go there too?
A person goes there. It is the boyfriend. I believe more people go there at the end of 1.
And this is the guy from How to Train Your Dragon?
No.
He kind of looks like him, though,
different,
right?
If you believe the theory that, like, every, like, Disney is in the same universe, it's like Burke is near, like, Frozen Land of Arendelle.
Oh, wow.
There's some sort of through, like, if you pay attention, and, like, you know, they're all in the same place.
I've heard that for the Pixar ones, for sure.
Right.
Like, Toys to Cars to Wall-E, like, I'll have these through lines.
Is this Pixar or Disney? I forget.
I think this might be even DreamWorks.
It might be DreamWorks.
It's their only movie series.
Sure.
Okay.
But this
we'll find out.
This is the first one.
That we've done in the series?
This is the first movie that Adam Sandler has been in and made a sequel to, as of yet.
No, Grown Ups 2.
Grown Ups 2.
Oh, you're right.
This is our second animated...
I blocked out Grown Ups 2.
This is our second animated Sandler movie. First one being 8 Crazy Nights.
Yep. Is he correct? Was there only one other?
There's only one other one. Well, besides Hotel Transylvania.
Okay.
Which we discussed why we're not doing
it. Happy Gilmore has a sequel as of now.
But it's a Netflix one.
It is.
And we also said
we gotta do it, though.
Ones that were Netflix ones.
We have two exceptions. That and
Spaceman.
The space ones.
We don't have to make exceptions. He can just put them on another list. Yeah. He can just, like...
We made exceptions, though.
Yeah.
We have to have a light...
That's what I'm saying. It's like, our memorandums were for your Sandler list in specific. If you took, like, a week off and you're like, guys, I'm not doing the Sandler list, I'm doing the Netflix Sandler list.
Yeah.
You could be a total dick and do that.
I could.
This is our second Summer
I think
of Sandler?
Next I'm going to
This
bring
is our third Summer of Sandler, Josh.
Okay.
I think next I'm going to bring Stalked by My Doctor.
Ooh. All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm excited for
that's
that.
That's a series?
It's a Lifetime series.
Oh, that's something we haven't gotten into
and
yet.
And there's six of them.
So
that's two lists. That's what I would expect.
That's exciting.
I've been building up some lists. I watched a movie.
Oh.
A week or two ago. One movie away from the
movie. Was it K-pop Demon Hunters?
It was K-pop. No
I
spoilers,
knew it.
But yes, it's K-pop Demon Hunters. Somebody, it is now the biggest movie on Netflix ever for her. It is topping all charts on Spotify and every music platform. It is doing very well.
Okay.
We will probably see a sequel Most likely.
You're planning on bringing this to the show?
I will bring it to the show on a music.
Is it live action or?
No, it's animated.
Oh, okay.
It is animated. K-pop Demon Hunters.
Well, I've seen the Japanese one from like the late 90s, early 2000s that was like the K or the J-pop band that become Zombie Hunters.
I would not be surprised if that's a thing.
Yeah. Like a very early version of that. The Tokyo Gore cinema in the early days.
Oh, if you want Tokyo Gore, like, I've got a list for that.
Can we keep it above the line?
Okay.
Like,
sure.
There's a line. Yeah. And we're in the first 5 minutes of the podcast, so I'm not going to say the word the line is. But it rhymes with grape. Uh-huh. And I'm not going below that line.
There's movies that don't have that word in that series.
I know. I've seen a couple, and they're fantastically heavy metal. And there's, like, human mutant gooey hybrids, and they have guns for arms and titties. Like, I've seen some of these movies.
Maybe we're thinking of different movies. I don't know.
Ooh, okay.
Maybe. But like, I can't show you.
Like Tokyo Gore Police.
Can't show you in good faith.
Have you seen that one?
No, I've heard of it.
It's like a... Wow. Okay. So, this is a niche area that we have opposite interests in.
That I have no interest in.
Yeah. That is amazing.
See, unlike you, Justin, I have respect for my... So I'm not going to force this mystery list on you two. I'm going to keep my goobities in my gobbities.
As a gentleman does. Keeps one goobities to himself. What's that?
I've never claimed to be a gentleman.
That's the whole point of this podcast. It says 8 years later, you would show us every sample once we got comfy.
So... what we do here on the podcast is tonight I
not me
rundown.
Holy shit!
I know, rare occasion. What do I think this movie's going to be about?
Hotel Transylvania 2.
Solely on that title,
And the fact that you've seen the first movie.
There's no subtitle. Surprisingly, it's just Hotel Transylvania 2.
Josh, how old was Mavis in the first movie?
I don't know.
That's good, because if you knew right off the bat, I'd be a little worried.
Probably, it's a teenager of some form.
I mean, I saw it, but this was 8 years ago.
She's probably like 16 or 17.
Like 17.
Late teens.
Late teens.
So we're not to a marriage yet.
She like goes to the city and skateboards and like gets a boyfriend. Like, her dad's worried about it.
Her dad's overprotective.
That's what we're doing in the first movie?
I would say that was the first movie. To recap slightly.
Now, is Mavis... a vampire.
Mavis is a vampire.
Yes. Half vampire. A daywalker?
I believe they both are.
Her dad?
I believe.
Dracula?
I don't know.
Mavis a daywalker?
That's a level of deep lore I don't remember. It's been a while. Well, since what year did this come out, Justin? 2020.
Not at all. No. We were both still in college and went to see this at the college cinema.
2000 something or other.
Like 14.
Yeah.
The first one. I'm sorry.
We were Mavis age when this movie came out.
No way.
Hotel Transylvania 2 came out 2015.
When did 15? One come out? 14?
The first one came out 2012.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
2 year gap?
3 year gap.
Sam, they're really hesitant to make those sequels.
You know, it's
what there's a 3 year gap between each of them, so I guess that's just how long it takes to make
to
them.
Animate it. Yeah,
that's a nice relax schedule, especially when you're a voice actor sitting at home in your nice sound booth. Like, yeah, that's a sweet gig.
So what do you think, Mavis and or Adam Sandler Dracula?
Both of them still in it. Also, the boyfriend.
Do you think the hotel's still in it?
Yes, because it's Hotel Transylvania 2. It's not just Transylvania 2.
Sure.
I think. Okay, this is number 2.
Mm-hmm. Second one.
In the first one, was the hotel in struggle of, like, going under?
I don't think so.
That's the point of this one.
I think the problem was just Mavis has a boyfriend, and I don't want to.
This one, the hotel is struggling with business.
Okay, fair.
And his real family, like, his human family, the guy.
Yeah.
The
don't remember his name.
From the real world is what I'm trying to say.
Right, human guy.
They have to business coach the fantasy people.
Because they don't know how to business.
Yeah, why would you if you're a monster? Sure. I don't know how to business. I'm a total monster. Like, I'm terrible at business. Mm-hmm. You're on one side or the other.
Sure.
Business or...
on the monsters or the business.
Yeah.
There's a lot of business monsters, though.
There are a lot. Now, that's a special category of a business monster. All right, goblin or business. Not on the business side is what I'm saying. Yeah, I think the hotel's going to have financial troubles, but that's going to bring the two families, which were originally at odds, together. Okay. Sort of like more of a Romeo and Juliet. Like, the first one, obviously, Sandler doesn't want her dating a human.
Right.
A human, as he says. And I'm just remembering him talking like Nosferatu.
I wonder if, like, the series is going to be ruined for, because I'm going to hear the Sandler past the Dracula. Because when I saw it, so Andy, I didn't know Sandler as intimate as I do now.
Yeah.
So I wonder, just going to be Sandler talking as Dracula, if he actually puts on a voice? I don't know. I don't remember.
He's always kind of putting on a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, though.
I've never heard him
speak. I believe that Sandler can talk like a Dracula and it'd be convincing. Sure. I think he can do that.
Yeah, yeah. Very cartoonish Dracula, because these are family movies.
Yeah, and cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, CGI cartoons, animated, whatever we're calling it these days.
Animated.
We haven't done an animated movie in a while.
It's been since Miraculous, I think?
Well, we did Zootopia.
Zootopia, yeah. Zootopia 2.
We haven't done Zootopia 2.
Oh, no,
2.
Yeah, 2's not out yet.
2's not out yet.
It's coming.
They keep changing the poster. I keep looking at it.
Yeah.
Because at first I thought it was a big road trip movie, because they're all leaving the city. And now they're back in the city on the poster, and I'm like, I read
a summary, like, what the movie's about, like, feel is, and I really like the summary, like, the director compared it to, like, if one was, like, Jude, Nick, like, getting relationship, two is, like, them, like, they've moved it, or, like, having fights and, like, feeling out the relationship.
Okay.
Stuff.
Okay.
The plot. It's
right, they haven't actually moved in.
Yeah, it's a metaphor.
Yeah.
It's poetry. It's like poetry.
The fox and the bunny are having sex together, and one's a criminal.
Yeah, I'd have material for 3.
Yeah.
And 4 and 5.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Much like this movie.
Do we have to do the TV show on Amazeballs before then?
Of
Zootopia
this?
Plus?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Hotel Transylvania.
Yes, Hotel Transylvania.
Which also has
a TV series.
Bring it to
Maybe we should do an Amazeballs, TV Josh. Series Amazeballs. Yeah.
Find, like, the best episode for us.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah. That's your homework for
Yeah, we love
Go watch all of Hotel Transylvania.
We give you fap checks and homeworks.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're the same thing.
I mean, this podcast is the reason I have a Disney Plus account now. So, I guess I have
the one good thing about that is you can watch all of The Simpsons in original 4x3.
You know, but when I wake up at like 4 in the morning,
that's the best time.
I just put on The Simpsons stream. It's like always going.
Oh,
like, huh, that's pretty funny still. Even the later seasons I've seen, like, yep, that's pretty funny stuff.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some later seasons. Like, there was one where they got real preachy, like, 4 or 5 years ago, and it always ended in church for some reason.
Huh.
But, like, the last 3 seasons, they've been
getting better.
Picking up steam again, yeah.
Losing a lot of actors, though.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
They're all 80.
Yeah.
I hate it. I cannot stand listening to Julie Kavner do Marge. It's like, just hire someone else. With the internet, you could find a Marge overnight.
Yeah, sure.
Hire another Mr. Burns. Those people, they've made enough off The Simpsons.
They're old.
And that sounds painful.
Let them rest.
Like, by the end of the episode, you're like, Marge, are you okay? She's and you're like, no, but go. We'll get somebody new. Fresh, it's okay. Like, she sounds like the joke voice she was doing for her grandma. In the first few seasons.
Imagine we got, like, a surreal, you know, the kids of the main actors and actresses, like, start voicing their characters.
It's like
the show keeps going.
Comic strips, like, that's what happens with newspaper comics. They always pass them down to their kids.
Sure, yeah.
So
do it with Simpsons.
Yeah, do it with the Simpsons. My progeny, you must be Bart.
But I have a really deep voice.
Eat my shorts.
Is that a cool legacy to get? Instead of, like, you know, the family business, right, of, like, being in the mafia or the hardware store.
Cool or not
you get
cool,
to be
it's
Simpson.
Gold.
Yeah.
It's gold. It's liquid gold
sure,
poured into
sure.
your bank account.
Yeah.
So
all the money.
They backed a dump truck of money to my house. What was I supposed to do? We're going to get to it. We're going to watch 2015's Hotel Transylvania 2 on Have You Seen. Before you buy me a rose, be covered in dirt before I'm covered in gold. He's trying it on. we're back, having just seen Hotel Transylvania 2. 57% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's fine.
It's
Rotten Tomatoes.
Fair.
This is a kid's movie.
It's a jarring movie. For kids? Yeah. I'm giving my little brain whiplash.
With the time skips?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about the time skips. Because in the first
10 minutes...
We had to pause it. This was so jarring. 4 or 5 time skips. Like, yep. Years at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Because between the first movie and this movie...
It's like 8 years something.
Right.
She's getting married.
She's getting married.
It starts with the wedding.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's not the story.
Nope.
No.
And then it... What seems like that night, she's like, Dad, can we go for a fly? It's not that night. It's years later or months later. Tell him she's pregnant. A little bat belly is growing.
Apparently then, not showing as a human, but showing as a bat.
I think they just hadn't talked in a while, even though they're living at the hotel. Because then we jump to the night of the baby getting born, that's not the story.
Vampire powers in this movie are very ill-defined. They can kind of just do whatever they want.
They can do all the vampire stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're strong, can hypnotize.
The more powerful you are, the more powers you have, too, obviously. Like, as a vampire.
No blood sucking, though.
The kid has his first word?
Mm-hmm.
That's not our story.
Nope.
He's a first...
Kid turns five.
Bunch of red hair. Turns fucking... 5!
That's the end of the movie.
Right, 4.
Yeah.
That's when the movie starts.
Right, the movie. This is a 90-minute movie.
89 minutes, mm-hmm. Not even 90.
And within the first 10.5 minutes,
I gotta get those time skips in quick.
Thrown for a loop!
I think it would have been too jar if we started with her, like, having a kid. That would have been too much.
I guess, but save it. For, like, the next movie. Like,
no, we got 2 more movies after all this.
We got 2 more movies. Do you think there's that many time skips in those movies?
No, they gotta slow it down.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
The kid's gonna be, like, a teenager in the next movie.
Especially since they're vampires.
The 4th one's about him getting married.
Yeah.
The 4th one? 3rd one?
Mavis inherits
there's
the hotel.
There's a 4th one, though.
Yeah. Transformania. Wow.
That's what it's called?
That's the subtitle.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So... After we get through the intro for these, and the 7 or 8 time skips, and the kid is about to be 5, I guess that's when you hit vampire puberty.
Maybe? No, it was because he got scared.
I'm saying it's around this time, because the grandpa says you were a late bloomer too, and it took you this long.
Yeah. Late fanger.
Late fanger.
Yeah, yeah, which is vampire, like, puberty coming of age is around 4 or 5, is what I'm saying.
Or that's
because that's the summer camp too.
That's late.
Nope, it's standard.
Because he's saying that he was called a late finger by several people, so that means he's...
And the grandpa late. Said that
I'm
dad
basing
was
this off of the summer
too.
Camp we go to.
Yeah, they all had fangs.
Where they had all turned into bats already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they were like a year or two older than this kid.
No, they're the same age. He's
no,
a late,
he's younger than these
he's
kids.
He's a late finger.
He's younger than the kids at the camp, too. Because all of them speak like children, and he's like... And maybe that's just because... Oh, fuck. Is it just because he's related to Sandler? I thought he was still a baby.
He looks like a baby, but he was talking.
He's also really
understand what he
tiny.
Was saying.
Like, he's tinier than the kids. I bring up the summer camp, Justin. You should know better than anyone, because you work at this.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop laughing. It, the face, the facial hair, the hair. You don't have a man bun.
No, I don't. I did once, probably, back whenever I had little really long hair.
Maybe when this came out. Because it looks like someone based this character on you. I screenshotted this. This is going to be your new contact info for me for a while. It's like that picture, have you seen it, where it's like every podcast has these 3 guys, and they're 3 Pixar dudes?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, okay. You should definitely look it up and try and figure out which one you are. But the main crux of this movie is they don't know if this kid is full monster or half monster. Or not or monster
no,
at all.
Not a monster at all. Or no monster at all. The whole thing is like, is sorry, this that's the a vampire crux. Or uh-huh. not? And also, it's as you pointed out while we were watching it, pretty obviously about like Dracula struggling with New Age stuff.
Well, it's like tradition these... versus new, like
yeah.
current value family values. Yeah, yeah. Because
and he's terrified that they're gonna leave. It seems like Mavis is the only one that wants to leave.
I think just because she wants a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about how they've been at this hotel for the past 8 years since her and Andy Samberg hooked up.
I gotta say, a little bit on her. She can fly.
Yeah. Almost the speed of light, mm-hmm. it seems.
Yeah. So, she chose to stay at this hotel.
You're saying she could have just dipped for, like, the night?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because she's a vampire.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Who can also be out in the sun, Josh.
That's true.
They're,
she puts on sunscreen.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
We have a Blade universe here.
Just like, no, it's more like what we do in the shadows. Because he
Blade
also...
did it first. The first Blade movie we haven't done on the podcast.
Okay.
We've done an episode of what we do on the shadows on the podcast.
Yes.
So, fine. Molly Shannon shows up in this one, and I was like, she's a Sandlot! That does it! And this was the one that did it. She was in only the animated films, which surprised me.
Yeah.
8 Crazy Nights, Hotel Transylvania 1, and this one.
She's like, I'll act for Adam Sandler, but only from the comfort of my house.
She was an early adopter of, like, having her own sound booth, so she didn't have to be on set with Sandler.
Oh, he's the type of guy who's like, no, we gotta all record it together. To really get that feel.
Better energy. Yeah. I mean, I'll give you that. But if you're paying for me to come out there, sure. Sure. Let's just do it in Oculus, and so it looks like we're all in the same room. That's not weird at all. That's how we do our podcast. We're all sitting, like, in a stasis chamber at home with a mm-hmm. VR set and, like, a VR diaper. And the haptic suits.
I don't know if we need a diaper for that long, for how long this podcast is, man.
Well, this isn't all we do in our goo. You go out of the goo? It's dangerous out there. Did you ever watch that, the Bruce Willis movie?
The goo?
The goo, yeah, no. It's not symbiote, but it's like... everybody is so scared to go out of the house that everybody has a robot replica.
Oh, yeah.
That they control through VR every day? Well, mm-hmm. yep.
That's weird.
It's a bad movie.
Surrogate.
Yes, Surrogate. I think it was filmed here. Very similar to Gamer. Have you seen that, Josh?
I have.
You've seen Gamer?
I've seen Gamer.
That amazes me.
We gotta show that to our roommate Assis.
Oh, he would hate it.
Because we've been watching Dexter.
I feel like he would hate it. It's like a grimy, gross, gooey cyberpunk movie.
It's a title like Pixels, right? Where it's like, you know they're not going to get it right.
Yeah. I feel like they got some stuff right. It's just...
I think Gamer's better than Pixels.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Well, I say that now.
I don't know. Pixels was flawed from whatever. Maybe I'm misremembering.
We are in the summer of Sandler. Mm-hmm. And we're still talking Pixels, because we did it recently. I wanted to bring this up. What would be the games that attacked you? What were your pivotal coming-of-age games?
Sonic the Hedgehog, like...
So Sonic.
Yeah. Grew up with Genesis. Unlike everyone else.
Mario were, like, my first games.
Okay, but I'm talking about the games that really hit you hard, like 12, 13. Like these guys.
Oh, 12, 13.
Yeah, because these guys were in tournaments trying to score with chicks for the first time.
Yeah.
So we're talking 12, 13, 14.
I couldn't. I played video games. That's what I've been doing.
What were the big ones?
I can't think at that age.
You partied too hard at 12, man.
Too long ago.
I was telling Justin it would have been very scary. Mine would have been like Half-Life. The OG Deus Ex and Baldur's Gate 2.
Yeah, mine would have been like Kingdom Hearts and Disgaea.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, you would have had a disturbing time. I would have had a disturbing time in your Pixels.
Uh-huh.
It's like New York is taken over by Disgaea shit, and I'm like, I'm moving. I don't know what the hell's going on. No, but you must level up your sword by going inside of it. And I'm like, I don't think so. This is too much.
You can reincarnate yourself so that you restart at level one, but you have stronger base stats.
Does anyone know what the hell this alien is talking about? Yes, I know the nerd.
Oh, speaking of this, we were watching, me and Aziz were watching Twisted Metal,
mm-hmm.
and he input a cheat code.
In the game?
In the show? In the show, in real life, like he was driving. Because it's based off of
Pixels,
based
yeah.
off of
Dingles.
Twisted Metal, which right. is a video game.
Which had cheat codes.
It had cheat codes.
Yeah.
So he, like, shifted it. So that must have been how Dingle did it.
Yeah. In Pixels?
Yeah.
Josh, do you have an answer? What was, like, a big coming-of-age game?
How much younger than me, Justin? I'm trying to figure... From Disgaea. Well,
like,
if you were Disgaea when you were 13, 14.
What was the first game you really, like, wanted or bought yourself, I guess?
Oh, Jesus.
Would it have been, like, a Final Fantasy? Or?
It would probably have been a JRPG, yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been some, like, Star Ocean 2.
I remember the first Wild game Arms. That me and you bonded over One Piece.
Right, right.
Your One Piece fighting game.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because, yeah. Like a GameCube, like Japanese emulator disc that let me play like foreign games. So I got like a One Piece game and an art game and all that.
Okay. I could have.
So, that was back whenever it was stuff like that was hard to find, man.
I could have rolled with you guys because of my Baldur's Gate side. Okay. It had a turn based feature mode. And you would press. It's like Pillars of Eternity where you press pause.
I mean, I'm glad you time skipped a couple of years because I don't want to have been watching movies. Since I was 13. Can you imagine how many movies we've seen if I was watching?
As many as me and Justin watching our normal everyday life.
I can't fathom.
One movie a week since I was 13. My God. How many movies have we watched this week, Justin? Just like on our own for fun. I guess we've been watching more TV shows.
More TV shows lately.
But we saw Superman.
Yeah, we saw Superman. I watched Heads of State. I watched...
I watched Jaws, 50th anniversary.
I haven't.
4K release. I'm going to watch it again tomorrow at a pool party.
Oh, God. I don't understand.
I didn't choose to put it on tomorrow at the pool party. It's a theme.
No, yeah. Just like how you all have seen so many movies.
Because we like movies.
I know, but...
It's the thing that we like.
There's so... Oh, there's so
You know
long.
What I watched last night and really liked? That new Final Destination.
Oh, yeah.
Bloodlines?
I saw that.
Out.
Really
I liked
good.
It. I like that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I have fun with those movies anyway, but that one was a lot of fun.
Does it end this year? Or is it still going to keep going?
No.
Okay.
They'll keep
it going. Ends this movie.
Yeah.
Like, this movie comes to an end?
Well, yeah, that always
But it's like, see... Final Destination never ends.
I'm going to see the new I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Mm-hmm.
There's the new I Know. Mm-hmm. Not that I've seen the first one.
And it references the first one. It's a continuation.
Okay.
So it's not just a do-over.
So they know what they did two summers ago.
Horrible people online make, like, talking shit on Jennifer Love Hewitt and how she looks now. I'm like, God.
Yeah, try.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Okay, you gremlins.
It's Freakier Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, we got Freakier Friday.
Get this. Girl who was in a movie whenever she was 18 looks different than whenever she's in a movie when she's in her 40s.
Still looks fantastic.
I know.
Yeah.
But, like...
Yeah.
People are insane.
Why didn't they just AI her to be hot?
You think Sandler's gonna look the same in Happy Gilmore 2?
No.
No.
He's not like Tom Cruise. They're not gonna, like, CG his entire face.
I saw my first preview for that movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a Subway commercial that was tied in.
He has a bunch of sons.
Did you see this? Subway has a tie-in?
Yeah, because he was sponsored by Subway back in
was
the
he?
First movie.
That's
yeah,
not
I think,
something I remember.
I think Jared made a cameo.
Mm.
In one of his movies.
You're right. Jared made a cameo in a couple. No, you might have been in Little Nicky in Hell already by that.
How many are they going to do in Happy Gilmore 2?
All of them.
All of them?
The entire movie.
They're going to resurrect Bob Barker? They gonna get Pat Sajak this time?
Drew Carey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
He's already right there, and we already saw Drew Carey in a Sandler movie.
Okay.
Like a couple movies ago, I feel like we were talking about it, and he just showed up.
So is Carey gonna be like Barker sends his regards and like beats the shit?
Yeah.
They got props from the Barker estate to reference.
the same animatronic gator shows up. You remember that?
That's going to be nothing but callbacks.
Entire thing.
As a wrestling crossover, one of his many sons is MJF, who wrestles for AEW.
What does MJF stand for?
Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
Oh, okay.
Is that all first name? Or?
Huh? Is that all his first name?
Is that his first name?
No, MJF.
That's his name.
Oh, full name.
MJF Smith.
He's a wrestler.
Right.
He's the guy who made fun of D&D players.
Okay, not a good look.
Like, yeah, he's a heel.
Okay.
But he's like one of the, he posed, and he's like, I've never played D&D. And he's got, he's a wrestler.
He thinks thou do protest too much.
And I think like Joe Manganiello or whatever, however you pronounce his last name, posted him health shirt, and he's like, I have. No, he posted himself on like Men's Health or something.
Oh, okay. Wow. I mean, it didn't get to where I thought it would be. The hotel's fine. It just runs itself because
you have that'll be movie three.
Slave labor done by zombies.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he might pay them.
Are these reanimated corpses of like, who are they? Is there any humanity left in them, or are they like animatronic shells?
I don't know.
The movie leads me to believe that like they must be human. Because they talk a lot.
They have
like
personality.
The old traditions and how they used to like literally eat to
your souls.
And eat your souls.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are just dead people.
Yeah. I don't know how I'd feel about that if I were Nick Offerman and the nanny. I thought this was Megan Mullally, his real life wife, but it was Fran Drescher. Sound just like her in this role.
It did.
I wonder if Megan Mullally was pissed. She's like, they couldn't get me? He's like, you do Bob's Burgers every week. But... Yeah, I don't know how I would feel if I was them going to this Hotel Transylvania and they had, like, cadaver...
Like, they use
slaves.
Us as slaves.
And they eat our souls? Yeah. Like, we're cattle to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they even have the parents dress up as zombies at the
party. That's a kind of appropriative.
Is that cultural appropriation?
My culture's not your costume. Yeah, I have mixed feelings about the monster in human world, because monster's obviously evil, until they don't want to be. Like, his dad has committed multiple war crimes. This is Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler. He's bad. Vlad's bad.
You gotta imagine Adam Sandler in his teen years did some horrible shit and, like, tore up teenage couples in the woods and just...
He still gotta eat, right?
What is he eating?
They show him drink blood in the movie.
Yeah, he's got a blood farm. Under this castle, there are slaves who just donate their blood. Like, there's a dark economy going on
Maybe
in these
he
movies.
Imports the blood with the hotel funds.
You're right.
Or he just, gets people who consent that then doesn't kill them.
No, he's got it. The hotel, he's sitting on gold.
Oh, yeah.
America's largest
check
export.
Check off the rich box of Sandler lists on the Sandler.
Our ninth largest export is blood in this country. In America. Look, Google it.
Okay.
And it mostly comes from the prison industrial complex, from slave labor.
I think we're going to get a lot of bingos on this.
He did have a song.
Oh, he had an ukulele song.
That's whenever he was, like, probably the most...
Full sing. Yeah. Or when he was yelling.
Yeah, you could really hear it.
We had the full yell, full crazy.
Yep. That seemed like a contrast.
Funny animals? He was the funny animal at certain points.
He was.
This is almost... Rich.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely.
Normal guy.
Flashback.
No. Everybody loves him.
Started with a flashback.
Yep. All
his friends.
Child flashback. Yeah.
All
of his friends. He saw Mavis as a kid. He's walking down the aisle.
Yep.
Yep.
You
got a lot. Sponsorship.
Oh.
We got Vio. We got Facebook.
We have Priceline. Or he's like, you better rate me good on Veep or whatever. I don't even care.
Maps. Did we get a celebrity guest?
Like Google
celebrity guest.
Yelp.
Yeah, he said Yelp. There's so... Like, you could make things up for that. Like, you could have Yelp just be a guy going...
Yeah, you think this movie would, like, do jokes with it.
Yeah, but it's still Sandler. Yeah. He's like, I gotta bring my cronies of capitalist, like, representation.
His real-life cronies.
I think the dad's the celebrity guest.
David Spade is in it.
Mel Brooks. Celebrity guest?
Yeah. Oh, Mobile Express Vlad?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Celebrity guest.
Sure.
There we go.
There we go.
The Sandlot.
The Sandlot is in this, plus...
Steve Buscemi, David Spade.
Yeah.
Molly Shannon.
I don't think Frankenstein was Seth Rogen.
Who was he?
I'd have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't Seth Rogen. I don't have my phone.
It sounded like him, but we didn't get any of those Yeah. Could you look that up, Josh? Do a quick fap check for us?
I don't know about the fap part.
who played Frankenstein?
We got a vacation.
Oh, yeah, we got a road trip that lasted like half the movie, but all night long, like one night. We covered 15 years and then a night for the rest of this movie. The parents must have whiplash, because they've traveled to and from Transylvania.
Several times, right? Yeah. That's got to be rough.
Flying across the Atlantic.
And they brought their whole family
maybe
with them.
Maybe Drac pays for it.
Of course he has to pay for it, but still, that's a lot.
He's voiced by Kevin James.
Drell.
Oh!
Only until movie 3.
And then?
In movie 4, he's voiced by Brad Abrel or Abrel.
What?
Transformania might have got a lot of... Maybe the Sandlot was doing other things.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Kevin James was too busy to play Frankenstein. Ooh, you
know, he must have been doing a different movie.
He never hears the end of that.
I'm too busy, Sandler. Click. And Sandler's just weeping at home.
He's more like raging.
Well, weeping. Yeah.
Oh, she keeps her last name. So she's Mavis Dracula Lauren.
Oh, she hyphenates
after she
it.
Gets married.
Well, I wouldn't get rid of Dracula either.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Wait, his last name is Dracula?
Her last name is Dracula.
Yeah.
So that means his last name
is
Dracula.
Yeah, Vlad the Impaler Dracula.
Isn't that his grandpa?
Yeah. And so his name's Adam Sandler Dracula.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And she's Mavis Dracula.
Gotcha.
And their baby is...
Dennis.
What's he keep calling him, though?
Denisovich.
Denisovich.
So just Dennis with, you know...
A little flair to it.
A little Transylvanian flair.
Oh, yeah, because his Transylvanian accent is... Mwah. He must have worked with a language coach for minutes. And most of it's just bullshit made up. He improvs a lot during this, you can tell.
For sure.
They just kind of let him go.
I think that's why he keeps doing these movies.
Because it's a big old fat paycheck?
It's a big old fat paycheck, and they just let him do what he wants.
And he's a writer.
Mm-hmm.
He's half the writing credits are him. He's a fourth of the producer credits. The director for this, though, I just wanted to point out. Samurai Jack.
Genndy Tartakovsky, yeah.
Primal.
Dexter's Lab.
Powerpuff Girls.
Yep. It's
powerhouse.
It is animated well.
Oh, yeah.
And there's lots of really good visual gags. I'd say that's the strength of the movie, is the visual.
You get a lot of facial expressions. You get
visual gags.
Like, stuff going on with the scenery.
Yeah. Why is Mavis aging?
Once you hit 100, you start aging.
What? Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
But wait, the kid's a vampire.
Right.
And he's aging.
He just hit vampire, though.
He's part human, though.
So now he starts slower coming down the aging. Because
he's part human.
He loses that first 100 years. That's just gone.
Oh,
he just starts aging.
Shit.
Oh, no. He lost 100 years off of
a millennium?
Eternity?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, obviously aged, though, because look at Vlad.
Yeah.
Unless
he lost his teeth.
Unless the evil does that to you.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
You brought up that the husband didn't get turned yet.
Kind of rude.
I forgot.
I don't know.
Maybe that's the third movie?
I think he has human pride, guys.
Yeah.
I think he has human hubris.
He said that he was proud of being human in this movie.
Maybe they talked about it in the first movie.
I think, before. I don't like that. His parents are at that party surrounded by monsters,
what
and they wipe the makeup off.
Like, yeah.
And it's like, guys, maybe you should play it a little more low-key. Like,
do you owe it to your son to, like... live forever.
And your wife, like...
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I love about vampire chicks, man. I keep getting older and they stay the same age.
Except she's not. She clearly looks older.
Wow. And she's like, I don't know, when she gets to the city and is like really cool and skates real good and has a fun time at the store, she's like, I don't know if I'll fit in here. Or super hot goth mom in the city.
Who only wants to be out at night.
With a nerdy boyfriend and a baby. You never see that.
Yeah.
You never see that. Ever.
Do you think that the guy is going to like decide to get turned at like when he's way too old?
Oh, like, on his deathbed?
Yeah.
I regret it, Mavis. Change me. And she's
like,
no, not now.
In movie 4, he's like 40 and he's like, okay, now I'll get turned.
I've heard that when you get bit, you change to your ideal age, or you stop aging at your ideal age.
I was gonna say, what happens if you become a vampire at 80?
You regress to your prime age.
Oh, you don't stay 80.
You're just stuck at 80 forever.
That's what happened to Vlad. That's why he's that old. Vlad didn't age. He just turned at that
you
age.
You still have all the, like, vampire, like, strength and virility.
Sure.
Oh, and the magic.
But you'd still have old. You'd still have arthritis.
Arthritis.
But it'd be, like, magic arthritis.
That you can't cure arthritis.
You could, yeah.
Because Grandpa didn't seem to have it too hard of a time.
No, he could freeze people.
He seemed, like, kind of slow, I guess.
He could morph things.
It was said that, it was implied that he was fairly powerful.
Extremely. Everyone's terrified of him.
Though Dracula did overpower him.
Through the power of love, at one point, I think he might have caught him by surprise. But in a one-on-one battle, I don't think Sandler could take Vlad. I think Mel Brooks could still beat the shit out of Sandler in real life.
Probably.
He'd get him quick. He'd have, like, a cane and just bat right into the nuts and then drop him. Sandler wouldn't see it. Ah, my goobities!
He gobbledied my goobities.
A gentleman never tells this goobities to the public. So, yeah, there's a lot of, like, drama between...
kind of everyone? Mostly Mavis. But...
the biggest threat...
Mavis needs to get out of this place.
Mavis needs a vacation.
Yeah.
Because once she finds out that, she's fine. She's like, we can move back.
Also, I'm confused about Mavis thing, because she's, like, amazed by... everyday things. Like, yeah. She's like, oh, what's this quickie? So she's never been away from this hotel?
She's never come to visit his parents in, like, 8 years.
They can fly!
Yeah, exactly!
They go to the airport.
She does
it! It's kind of rude.
Yeah. They go to the airport and they're like, oh, you need money to buy. And she's like, slams a bunch of Drac theories on the counter, like, gold coins rattle, and they're like, okay. I mean, which would work, but... no, she's like, I don't have long enough, and just turns into a bat.
And flies.
And he would die of exposure.
Yeah.
But she gets him there, like, overnight.
Instead he gets cloud on his face.
I thought that was ice growing through his beard, but you're right, it was cloud. Maybe it was a warm, balmy summer Transylvania night or something. We've got, like, the wolf man who can't stop chasing things.
And he's got his bunch of kids.
A bunch, 100 and something. The girl, his only girl, it seems like? One of his girl children?
Yeah, the only one wearing a dress.
Is really interested in...
Dennis.
Dennis, yeah.
It's called imprinting. We haven't got Twilight yet, but it's called imprinting.
Yeah, oh god.
Oh god.
This isn't the last movie you're gonna see where someone imprints on a kid.
You're right. Oh no!
At least this is another kid.
Yeah, that's the best point. Yeah. But also, I do not like this attitude Adam Sandler has, where the kid's like, it's just my friend. And it's like, yeah, he's five.
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa, as vampires, we do not have friends. We just have fuck buddies.
Yeah. Even at five.
I don't think that was the line.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was implying.
Thick, it was the thick accent. You didn't hear it. Yeah. It was totally what he was implying. We fuck the women of the night.
Grandpa, are you evil?
He asked him that like 10 times. Yes, I've told you yes! But the fun evil.
No, monsters are cool though. Yeah, he says a line like that, like fun bad.
That's yeah.
Fun mean.
Fun mean, yeah.
Because people are okay with monsters. They go to
the
park where they used to like kill people. And now it's well lit, and people are like, oh, can we take pictures with you? It's
Frankenstein.
Wow. No, it's Frankenstein's monster, honey.
And the mummy can't, like...
None of these people have Transylvanian accents, which makes me think they're all tourists.
Probably.
Maybe they drove all the way to, like...
They're staying at his hotel, then, for sure.
Yeah. Maybe they went to the UK. They drove really far.
They're American werewolfing it in London and just walking through the moors. Yeah. We've got a mummy.
The Invisible Man.
David Spade.
He didn't do anything, the Invisible Man.
He had that one good gag where he's saying goodbye to his girlfriend.
Right.
He has an Invisible Woman.
When they went to scare
him. Everybody knows that he's lying.
Right.
Until the end.
He meets...
He could have just got another pair of glasses. And...
Right. Can he see the Invisible Lady?
No.
No.
But he, like, danced with her, like,
well, yeah, pretty cool. Well, yeah, it's all intuitive at that touch. Point. Yeah, the touch. Dance is a touch, Josh. Uh-huh. who else? Oh, we got the Blob.
Yeah,
I don't think the Blob's really played by anybody. No. It's just there for comic relief.
Frankenstein was played by Kevin James, right?
Yes.
David Spade was...
Invisible Man.
The Invisible Man.
Steve Buscemi was the Wolfman.
Steve Buscemi was the Wolfman.
Full Sandlot. Who was the Mummy?
I think it was all the grown-ups
cast. I don't know the Mummy.
The Mummy was...
Was that Key?
Key, yeah.
From Key and Peele?
Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't the grown-ups cast,
It was almost all
the grown-ups. Key was in the grown-ups, though, wasn't he?
He was,
I think. Yeah. This makes Key a Sandlot, I think, because one and two, and this...
Is this grown-ups three, then? There's a lot of grown-ups in it.
I think this has the full grown-ups cast. Except for Kevin Hart from the
Secret
first one.
Secret Grown-Ups 3.
And who was the one that didn't... Rob Schneider. No, who was in Grown-Ups? Rob Schneider.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock and Rob Schneider was the one I was thinking of who went for, like, the old people.
Yeah.
The old ladies. Because they broke up, him and Rob Schneider. And like, Adam Sandler and Rob Schneider, I feel like. They're not talking anymore. Because Rob Schneider's doing his comedy tour of hate now across the USA.
It's not great.
I don't think Sandler's going to be that bad. Like, problematic, at least.
No,
because he's got that Netflix money. He can't go on a rage.
No. He can't be like...
He just announced a stand-up tour.
He has a stand-up tour, and it's called, like, You're All My Best Friend.
The closest he's coming is, like, 6 hours away, so he might try and do it. 5 hours, maybe?
Maybe.
Do they have a VIP where you get to meet Sandler? We can find out if he's a nice guy in person or not.
Very important. Boobada. This is just what it says on the pass.
We just meet him. He's like, I've listened to your podcast, boys.
Oh, shit.
Would you like to be in my next movie?
Would you be an extra in a Sandler movie?
Yes.
In a heartbeat?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'd be an extra in any movie.
Pretty unemployed right now.
Pretty much. I'd
be an extra in a porno right now. What does an extra in? It's the, like, the dad reading the paper while they do it behind him on the sofa.
The guy who comes and actually delivers something and leaves.
Oh, hi, I heard you guys were really hungry because you fucked. Here's your pizza. Bye. we actually do need a plumber because we broke the shower fucking in it. Okay, now I'm thinking this has a thing that might work. It's the thread through it. So the main bad guy is the grandpa's lover, right?
Yeah, it's just like the bat army.
But one of them in specific.
Sure, but kind
he's
of
like, you stay out here, and that really pisses him off. Uh-huh. He's like, you don't want your family
to
see.
He was mad the entire time.
We live together. Like, I know you're traditional, and you're trying to, like, present those family values, but I feel like your son would accept me. I know I'm not a vampire, or maybe I am, because it's hard to tell what these things
they're
are.
They're just bat monsters.
Are those vampires, though?
I don't know, because they turn into literal bats. These turn into, like, humanoid... I haven't seen Adam Sandler Dracula turn into a thing that looks like this. He just turns into a bat.
Sure.
Not, like, a...
The grandpa
human bat
has either...
Hybrid.
Do you think he's bred an army of these, then?
I guess so.
With this guy?
Yeah, it seems like it.
It's like their genetic experimentation. Up in the mountains.
This is who he hangs out with. And
this is like his Elk's Lodge up in the
They're just
mountains.
All angry and like
all
human,
the time.
Humans and the monsters don't just shouldn't be together.
They all get sent into a frenzy when he even says the word human. It's pretty racist.
I mean, that's the point, right?
Yeah. It's not coded very well. It's just out there in the open. But the grandpa brings this guy, the bat guy. And he's pissed he has to stay outside in the snow during the party, which I would be too. There's a lot of good monster food in there. And he's like, how dare he interbreed? He's like at the window scratching on it and just getting angrier and angrier, posting to Twitter.
I'm gonna kill this kid.
Basically. Yeah.
I thought he was going to try, when he did not. He was just gonna...
It was implied.
He said he's just gonna, like...
Kidnap them.
Well, it's like, a kid's movie. You can't...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he said he was going to kidnap him so that he could...
Oh, he was going to destroy the hotel. That's what he said.
Yeah, destroy the hotel.
I'm not
your human lover hotel. You're a race traitor, Adam Sandler!
Mommy, what's a race traitor?
It's a wonderful leftist band from Illinois. Don't worry. Oh, man. Yeah, they could have gone deeper with this. The message. But the grandpa learns his lesson. He's like, oh, wow. My grandpa, or my grandson, oh, my vamp son.
Yeah.
He won't be a part of my life if all I am is full of hate and Fox News and, like, make Transylvania great again hats. So I have to, like, be cool with this, right? And then Sandler, yeah. That teaches Sandler, because he's been struggling with it the whole time. The daughter calls him out on it and is like, you've let them into your house, but you haven't let them into your heart. Mm-hmm. I don't have a heart. It's a shrivel.
Neither do you.
You know what I mean, Daddy. This is Selena Gomez, by the way.
Yeah.
She's in Only Murders, right? Left in the Building?
Yes.
Have you seen that?
No.
It's really fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
It's Steve Martin and Martin Short.
It lasted too long.
From the
first season was really good.
I haven't watched it past the first season, so. Yeah. Is she Humaine Mavis the entire four movies?
I would imagine Sandler and Gomez are the same.
Those are the two holdouts, right? You have to have those. Yeah, and Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you have to have those three. I think you can change
out. Andy Samberg is the voice of the nerdy husband.
Yeah.
He's not a nerd. Can I remember his name? I'm not a stoner, I'm a slacker?
I'm not a hippie.
Yeah.
I'm not a hippie, I'm a slacker.
Which is stoner.
He's Jeff from American Dad. 100%. Like, that's where they got this character from. And she's kind of Haley from American Dad. They're aping a lot off those two characters.
Did this come out before American
Dad? No, nothing came out before American Dad, if you look it up. It's like 2005.
Really? Yeah,
and it's still going strong. It's still really good. Like, I'm so surprised. It hasn't been, like, always on, but it's been on enough to, like, keep a following.
Yeah.
Because it moved over to...
It's like Futurama or
TBS. Or
just jumping around.
It's TBS, right?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody airs it first, and then TBS airs it.
King of the Hill's back, too.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the trailer. I'm excited. It
starts, like, in a couple weeks.
Talk about time skips.
They actually did it.
They do it in the opening.
I like it. They actually did it. Yeah. So this one ends with all of them coming together and him being like, yeah, I'll accept all this. I guess we're not monsters anymore.
Yeah, we're
supernatural beings. We're
supernatural beings.
We don't go out and kill and murder and tear throats or anymore. We just get blood in an ethical way by buying it.
Or they do that, and it's racist of you to point it out if they do.
Oh, because it's their traditions?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We have to accept it, honey.
She got, like, blood spit all over her.
Yeah.
At the dinner.
I guess you just are down with that if you know you're going to Dracula's castle.
That's the price you pay to visit Dracula.
If I were going to Dracula's castle.
I wouldn't.
Oh, I would. I'd be bothering him nonstop to change me. If I was any of these fucking mortals. Especially if I was the husband.
He'd just kill you.
He wants to, but he won't because of his daughter. He wants to bad, yeah, but he can't. If he could, he would have a long time ago. Now it's the father of your grandchild, and he comes out in, like, the Coppola Dracula, like, 99.
I thought that was a good gag.
The 92 Keanu Reeves one.
Yeah.
Everybody's making fun of his hair. We need to watch that one. It's really fun for the podcast. Watch a whole, like, Dracula December.
Dracula loose. It doesn't work.
The new Nosferatu was amazing.
I liked the new Nosferatu quite a bit.
It was really good. Things. Yeah. Nominated for a couple of Academy Awards.
Does the guy turn into a different vampire if Drac bites him versus if Mavis bites him?
If Vlad bites you,
you are
golden. It's like, you get some of those elder vampire powers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like if... Edward's dad bites you in Twilight.
Who, I'm pretty sure he's the one that bit their entire family. That, like...
Because he was, like, a Gettysburg nurse.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't let my countrymen die! Blah! I fight for the North. That's why I have this accent.
He basically just finds people that are dying and is like, hey, do you want to die or no?
Yeah.
And they're like, no.
And some of them are like, yeah. He finds hot people who are dying, Justin.
Yes.
You don't think the curse makes them hot?
Because we saw in Twilight what they looked like before, yeah. But that might have just been their memory. Like,
it's like makes a them body hot. Transformation.
Just makes you the hottest version of yourself. Yeah. It makes you like the hottest you ever are in your life, and for some reason it makes you like 65. And it's just like, I guess curse knows. Silver Fox. Are you going to be working that summer camp next year too?
Are you going to be watching Hotel Transylvania next year?
The funny thing is, you work with kids too.
Yeah, I do work with kids, not vampire kids.
He tries to like hypnotize him, and he's like, "I'm a vampire too."
A fair amount of biting.
Do they always try to fly by jumping off things too?
No.
Well, that's good.
There is some climbing up on things that they shouldn't.
Sure, sure. That comes with the territory. And it's only night, right?
Yeah, only at night.
Night camp.
But that one exploded, as you saw in the movie.
It went up quick.
Yeah.
That entire place was full of dynamite. You'd think a monster summer camp would be a little more robust, because these kids are strong.
Yeah.
We see later, their kid takes out an entire army of Grandpa's boyfriends.
Well, Mavis carries, like, her husband and his huge backpack.
Oh, Mavis is strong as shit, but yeah. This kid just turned.
Right, right.
It's his first turn. Maybe your first one's, like, your most powerful.
That is Twilight lore.
Is it?
That is Twilight lore. The closer you are from being turned is the more powerful you are.
Oh, okay.
Like, fresh vampires are, like, crazy strong.
Okay.
In Twilight.
So this follows the ancient ways. The true path.
Twilight was before Hotel Transylvania, right?
Yeah.
The books,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Twilight was like mid-aughts, and this was 2012, the first one. So, the ancient ways. Josh, this is your second time seeing this.
It's not my movie.
It's pretty rare for you to watch a movie twice.
That's true.
Usually it has to be on your list for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Would you watch this again?
Would I watch it maybe eventually?
Would you recommend Hotel Transylvania 2?
This is one. It's like this was a fun movie. I think this is one. So if you liked the first one, like, yeah, sure, see the second one. Because
you're just going to watch them all at that point. Right?
Yeah, I'm betting that 3 and or 4 are better than this.
Yeah.
I'm betting this is like a sophomore slump where the second tries something, doesn't quite work out, so they do something safer, different.
They tried like 3 or 4 things in this one.
Yeah.
This was a weird, I don't know.
We're not going to get to my
about the pacing felt weird on this movie.
Would you recommend it, Justin?
It was a fine enough kids movie. Like, as far as kids movies go, I wouldn't be mad if this was the one that they wanted to watch over and over again.
I do like all the different monster designs. It has a very Addams Family kind of feel, how all the monsters hang out at the hotel. I like that. But the first 10 minutes, man, couldn't handle it. For a kids movie, you're just like, you're skipping over so much that they could make into movies. And if that's not the story you want to tell, then just
you can't make start with movie. Like pregnant Mavis. Like, that's too jarring.
I guess.
We just have her have a kid already.
Just have her have a kid from the first movie.
Yeah.
We're dating. Now we have a kid.
Well, I'm not saying you can't do anything to establish the story, but we were 10 minutes in and there were 5 to 6 time skips.
I thought it was cool.
I just wanted to continue the whole movie.
I didn't mind it. I understood what they were going for. And I kind of figured there would be a point where it would be like...
It would just settle?
It would just settle.
Yeah.
Sure, sure. And when we got there, I didn't feel like this story was the one that was the most important to land on. That's my biggest gripe. Is like, of course he's going to be a monster. Like, it's the fucking movie, Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah.
If he's just a human, where do we go from here? We have to spend...
Well...
Yeah?
Well, it's funny that you say that.
Oh, is he going to get a little sister who's just a human?
We'll see.
Not that I really care.
And she's a proud human.
Yeah.
I wonder if
flag she's wearing.
Would the movie's message be strong if their kid was just a vampire or just a human. Because I kind of thought it, like, a bit of a, like, obviously he has to be half and half.
Yeah.
To see that. Like, does that defeat the point that, like, Gramps was right?
It did. And this movie did prove Grandpa right. Because he was like, you just have to scare the shit out of this kid.
Yeah.
And his fangs will pop out. And they're like, no, it's too traumatic. And
we're monsters!
And then he was like, and then guess what happened? He got scared.
It wasn't the fear, it was the love. Just
well, it was the anger.
Yeah. So really, yeah. They maybe the message is they know how to raise a monster because they're fucking monsters. And so you should let them do what they're doing.
Every side is right in this movie.
I don't like that. But, okay, because one side's definitely meant to be, like, a regressive tradition gets in the way, and one side's definitely meant to be like, well, that's not what everybody does. But then that side is also like, I don't like being what you call normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop using that word. That doesn't encompass everyone, and that makes us feel bad, which is a good lesson. That one never really gets resolved. She just says that, which is, I guess, pointing it out. Do you
that's
think...
That's, like, her... That's what she's... That's her complaint of...
The human parents.
She's like... Because they go visit them. We kind of skipped over this. But they go visit them in...
California
somewhere.
America.
And they, like, make her room all extra spooky and, like...
Which is weird because they've been to the hotel before.
Yeah.
So they, like, know what she comes from.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they go to, like, Spirit Halloween and just deck the entire place out.
And, like, just... They act weird.
Oh, they're also, it. Like... We wanted to introduce you to the other monster human couples in the neighborhood.
One of them is a monster human couple.
One really is. One is just a hairy dude.
He's like, excuse me? I'm not a werewolf.
He had flannel on, though, and a huge beard. I also would have been confused. Looks straight out of the moors.
I'll make sure not to wear flannel around you so you don't get scared.
I know you're a vampire already. That's why Adam Sandler couldn't mind control you at the camp. That was that guy.
I did have vampire fangs as a kid because my adult teeth in that spot grew before my baby teeth fell out, so they came out on top. And it looked like fangs.
That's that guy's ideal body. The guy at the camp.
Mm-hmm.
He's peak. Does he age? Is he a born baby? I want to know. Is he in the TV show? Like, I hope it's all summer camp. And then two other people show up that look just identical to me and Josh. And it's like, hey now. I want royalties for this. I would not recommend this one just out of the blue.
Sure.
Because,
you gotta see the first one.
If you don't have kids, don't watch this.
I mean... There are some animated movies I would definitely recommend, especially horror animated comedy.
But this is a kid's movie, for
yes,
sure.
Because it's not only for kids, it's from a weird perspective of raising kids.
Yeah.
I think this is for kids than parents.
There's a scene in this movie where they blow up the blob like an inflatable balloon and ride him like a magic carpet.
Bigfoot and this blob have an interesting relationship. He's constantly physically using blob in a non-consensual way, either as a weapon.
You mean Frankenstein?
Yeah, Frankenstein.
Yeah.
A weapon or a method of transport.
Bigfoot in this movie is like a kaiju.
Bigfoot is a kaiju. He's like King Kong said, Addis.
Right.
But yeah, he grabs the blob's asshole and blows him up into a big balloon.
Unless it's a literal, they're being literal, and Bigfoot is literally all we can see on the screen.
And it's just one just foot?
It's just
and then the rest of it is hanging up there?
Kill me, please! My life is hell!
Yeah, but what about when they were blowing up the slime and riding him?
I'm just saying that's a very kid thing. It's we're not going to make it. Quick, inflate our friend and make him like a balloon and we'll ride him past the train.
There's also main character. It's like an adult going on a road trip.
Yeah.
And also Mavis and her husband, kind of main character. They were first movie.
No.
You
know. I feel like this is way more for the parents and the grandparents even than the kid. The kid is kind of a non-character in this. normally when you watch kid movies, you relate to the kid's point of view, the perspective, because that's how the movie's cut. But this one's like, no, this is for the parents. Maybe that's why I don't care, because I don't have a little monster running around.
You have a litter.
If you do, and this is your favorite Hotel Transylvania because of that, let us know at fapcheck@gmail.com, and Josh will read those comments aloud on air.
I will.
Anything you write. Even if you write it in Windings, he'll, like, try and translate it. Remember Windings?
It's still a thing.
You can still pick it.
There's three or four now.
Yeah.
Do you know if you type in, like, 9/11 in Windings, it makes a plane and a couple of buildings? It actually does, but I remember when that came out, it's like, whoa, it was like the early days of, like,
conspiracy.
Yeah. If you watched Loose Change, man. Maybe we'll cover that. We'll do, like, a conspiracy month where we just bring each other the weirdest conspiracy movies. Like, have you seen Tickled?
No.
Ooh, that's a good one. No, you made a face. I know why.
That's a documentary, right?
Yeah. Kind of a conspiracy documentary. Mm. Oh, man. If you want to contact us, check us out on Instagram at Have You Seen Podcast. We're the one with the pink logo. All of our episodes can be found there through the link, or you can find them at podcasts.com. Just search for Fap Check. Have You Seen? Our other show, Amazeballs, where we cover TV. We started with anthologies, but we're doing everything now, from comedy, horror, sci-fi, whatever. We haven't done any reality TV.
Nope.
I don't
and that's
know.
Your wheelhouse.
I watch some.
You watch more than average.
More than average?
More than average reality TV.
You're
my reality TV person.
I've seen a lot of reality TV.
I watch Survivor.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only reality TV I watch.
Okay. Oh, you're not into anything else?
No.
Okay.
Really.
I guess a lot of it's turned towards baking these days.
Baking.
House renovation,
like,
is still a thing.
Dating. I've never liked dating ones. Those are still really popular.
There's that one where they bring women to the farm and try and hook them up with a cowboy.
Uh-huh.
And then there's
like the inverse of that where it's they bring a bunch of dudes and the girl tries to pick, like, and then there's the one where it's like, oh, here's, like, people in their 60s doing it. Isn't that gross?
Yeah. The Golden Bachelor? Yeah.
Isn't, like, being on reality TV, like, defeat the point of, like, dating?
Life? Oh.
No, there's some reality TV. It's probably fun.
I like game shows.
Like, the game show ones, yeah.
Amazing I like the race. Newer game shows that, like, indie comedy series are making.
I don't equate game shows and reality TV as being the same thing, though.
I guess it depends on the game show.
So you don't consider Survivor reality TV, though?
No, Survivor's...
Because it's kind of its basic.
Survivor's reality TV.
That verges on it, though.
Yeah.
But so do game shows. You could count them as reality TV. Check out What About Wrestling, where Justin and our only fan, Nick, talk about different wrestling events going on in pay-per-view and movies. I feel like we need to do another one of those coming up. There's another fighting movie, I believe, coming out that we could cover by A24.
Mortal Kombat 2.
It wasn't that, but I'm down. Yeah, that
Which
one.
One?
It's Mortal Kombat.
Dun, 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 dun,
I guess it's not wrestling.
Carl Urban is Johnny Cage. So I'm excited. Yeah. until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin. Hey guys, have you seen...